Hello, this is the weekly astrology forecast, and this is your host, Shelley Antine. I'm speaking to you about the week beginning Monday, the 6th of December, and ending on Sunday, the 12th of December. Well, you've had a Neptune direct, you've had a solar eclipse, the last in Sagittarius for a long time. And this week, as I mentioned at the end of the last recording, is not going to have major planetary events. We'll have a couple of changes and things happening next week, and that'll start on the 13th. But this is going to be hopefully a short podcast, because one of the things I just want to tell you right off the bat, which of your days are the most beneficial and easy in terms of flow or trying to get things done. We're in the first lunar phase quarter, so we're starting to want to get things done. Of course, we still are coming to the end of a year, so it isn't really the time to put the plans in motion. The supported time will come after the winter solstice. And then we'll have a little bit of retrograde energy to deal with before it would be really a great idea to start things. But if you're looking for things, if you're having conversations and meetings with others, and you really need to explore certain things, then your best days, with one period that I'll talk about that is a little bit tricky, is Monday. And that period that's tricky doesn't come in till 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time and goes till 11 p.m. Eastern Time. And what that is a Capricorn moon joining Pluto. And when it does that, we can get obsessive emotional experience taking place. And that's what we need to be concerned about. Of course, as I always tell you, if there is a meeting between two people who are working on a project and you're both in alignment, then you can get an awful lot done. But the tendency will be to be thinking about renovation and transformation, and even in career or outer world structures. Tuesday is not an easy day. You have a Mercury square Neptune in the early morning and a Mars square Jupiter coming in. And the moon entered Aquarius at 6:49 a.m. on Tuesday morning and has the difficult aspects to the other fixed planets. All day it's going towards a conjunction to Saturn in Aquarius. So be aware of the fact that you're not thinking so clearly. Tuesday really isn't a day to make major decisions or to even allow yourself to move into pessimism or discouragement, which is something moon joined to Saturn can definitely make us feel. And so do what you can to remember that about Tuesday. After the Moon-Saturn conjunction's over, it's almost 11 o'clock at night on Tuesday in Eastern Time, the Moon is going to go square Uranus. And Uranus is the only planet left that's retrograde in Taurus. So there are some changes that even the Moon in Aquarius is not going to be happy about. And so that comes in at 2:01 a.m. Wednesday. But Wednesday is one of your really good days because you have an Aquarius moon that is relating to the planets in Sagittarius, Sun and Mercury. And then in the later evening on the eastern coast, you've got a moon Jupiter conjunction in Aquarius. Now, we're not going to have that for much longer as a potential. In fact, it may never happen again. The moon won't go back to Aquarius before Jupiter enters Pisces, I believe. And I'm just going to take a quick look at that. Right, that's your last one. Grab it while you can, because you are going to have the experience of heightened ability for expanded consciousness. So after about 9 o'clock Wednesday night and until close to 4 a.m. Thursday morning, you've got a real live wire to the universe that can just pull in a bunch of great expanded perceptions. You'll also be the opposite of your Saturn conjunction to the moon in Aquarius. You will be extremely optimistic, and maybe you would need to curtail that a slight bit. But yes, this is the fun time. And if you're on the West Coast, you get that starting at 6.07 p.m. So Wednesday the 8th is a wonderful time to have, you know, a party if you're doing holiday parties. And, you know, that would just be such a great energy. Everybody would be feeling very happy, and there's so much humor in that. Great aspect, again, not coming around until Jupiter's Aquarius again, and that'll be years and years and years. So you'll have to settle for Moon conjunction Jupiter in Pisces at the beginning of 2022. So, and that, you know, is very different. When I say Thursday's good, I'm saying that you've got a void moon in Aquarius until 9:53 a.m. Eastern. But that Aquarius moon is going to sextile its own ruler, and that is Uranus retrograde, and that's the whole day and all evening on the East Coast and even on the West Coast, because that aspect completes Friday the 10th at around 6:30 in the morning Eastern. So that's a nice, easy time to look at things, how you want to look at implementing change and getting some sort of messages, Pisces messages about how to change your actual material experience of life and things you might need to do for your body also. But Friday, once again, the energies are not in sync. We come to the second quarter phase when Moon in Pisces squares the Sun in Sagittarius at 8:36 p.m. Eastern on Friday. So that is going to bring us into the mode of wanting to get something to happen now about our goals and hopes, and we are going to want to start acquiring the things we need for success and fruition. So that is going to be happening, but it's not really a great idea to embark right there on Friday the 10th, because the next aspect coming in after the square, which is a conflict, always a square, and it's between the feelings and self-expression. So you're not quite, you know, you're not quite on the same page within, and also you're not on the same page without, with other people. So this is not a day to approach people to try to convince them of anything or whatever. And then the next aspect is the conjunction to Neptune until close to 11 p.m. that night. And that also suggests that Friday the 10th would not be a day I would want to be doing long journey travel, because, you know, those, the aspect to the Sun in Sagittarius is not helpful for Moon in Pisces, and then the Neptune conjunction, the later you get in the day, can have issues with weather and stuff like that. Again, 11 p.m. is about when that is going to be out of our way. If you were still up, and if you're up early Saturday morning, you get the moon sextile to Venus and the moon sextile to Pluto. They're getting extremely close. We'll be talking about their conjunction next week. And this is a very potent time if you're involved in a relationship, and that will be kind of nice energy that way. But again, it's over by 8 a.m. Saturday morning in Eastern time. The Venus-Pluto conjunction is on Saturday at 11:30 in the morning. It's exact. This is when Pisces coming in on it in the early hours of the day. This is interesting because there can get to be some psychic impressions about the fact that you're about to connect to possibly a very fated relationship, very karmic relationship, and not necessarily bad either. I mean, it just because it's fated and karmic doesn't mean it's bad. It could be great. It does come in exact after Mercury squares the Moon in Pisces at 10:33 a.m. on Saturday Eastern. So coming in on an aspect that is Moon in Pisces trine Mars in Scorpio till 2:40 p.m., that's your good section of the day, again, for Saturday. This is perhaps then going to be a very beneficial meeting. It may be very beneficial in terms of passion, but also it could be about career and finance. So this is, if you've got the ability to be out there and communicating with people or out there and meeting others on Saturday the 11th, during that time frame, say, between 10:30 a.m. Eastern and 2:30 p.m. Eastern, you've got some really good energy coming in. And it's Mercury and Sag also sextile Jupiter in Aquarius, 2:24 p.m. And that is, that's grand, lovely. Moon is void, of course, after 2:40 p.m. And it will enter Aries at 4:46 p.m. on Saturday. You have also, though, during the day on Saturday, there is a Sun square Neptune coming in. So even with that fated relationship or that fated contact with an authority who can be very helpful to you, again, there's a little bit of an underlying idealized image going on with the Sun square Neptune, so just be aware of that. But it could still be a good thing, because that square doesn't come in until after the Moon shifts into Aries, but now it will be over the Sun square Neptune by 1:21 a.m. on Sunday morning. Okay, so by the time you wake up with the Moon in Aries, you're coming into a beautiful Sunday. It'll be a great day for energy flow, because the Moon in Aries will sextile Saturn. You can really start moving towards some of your future goals as that comes in 11:50 a.m. So the conversations over brunch or whatever, you know, on Sunday may be bringing in something really positive for you to keep moving toward. And then we get the harmony of the lights. We get the Moon in Aries trine, the Sun in Sagittarius. And that's the rest of the day, which is a nice long time, finally, to have this perfect flow of energy between our instinctive feelings and our self-expression, plus between others, you know, self and other. And it's very adventurous. It's very open to exploring new things and new ideas and stuff like that. That aspect completes at 11:03 a.m. Eastern on Monday. Really long time to be in that beautiful harmony flow. And in the fire element, Aries Sag, this is emotionally, because those two words are different, as you may have heard me say before, feelings and emotions, they're different. You're in the emotional, active signs. So this is really could be showing itself in some outward actions as well as just feeling good. So that's it for the week. Monday morning, Mars enters Sagittarius at 4:53 a.m. So that's going to be a big shift in the way our passions, our motives, what makes us angry, you know, those kinds of things that are Mars are going to shift from that Scorpio place into the Sagittarian realm. So that's what I'll be leading off with for next week's forecast. And there's, that's why I said it was next week. Next week is the retrograde of Venus. And that's big. That's a big deal. There'll probably be, I think there should be, a podcast just on the retrograde of Venus in Capricorn that comes in Sunday the 19th. Definitely something to be focused on and pay attention to. The fact that it's in Capricorn aligns it as part of the intense paradigm shift that was in January of 2020. All right, so this is part of it. And I'll be speaking on the 15th of December with Jim Case again, and we will be discussing what we can get to discuss on Venus in retrograde, and that will be 11 a.m. Eastern on Wednesday. And there is the Adventures in Truth live stream YouTube channel where you can always see it, and he said that there's a Facebook page where you can see it live. So there's a few places where you can catch it that way, but you can certainly see it after it's recorded. So, yes, very important. And that next week also, we're getting extremely close. We're going to have a full moon to speak about. That's a Gemini full moon, because we're getting very close to the winter solstice. So we get the Gemini full moon before the sun shifts into Capricorn on the 21st. So, have a great week. Pay attention to when your energy flows are fantastic and take advantage of them. And I'll say goodbye for now.